spent the entire day discussing the Shalom Meshiv, his five tainus, trying to defend our sale against the five claims that the Shalom Meshiv had to knock out.
Rabbosai, we discussed before, and so we mentioned the very end of the Shia, I think yesterday, the idea of the Chutz Labayis. The words in Chutz Labayis, again, the Bach said that we can misunderstand it and think it means the Goyis Chutz Labayis. No. The word Mechutz Labayis I found in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Mem Ches Sif Gimel. She Mechutz Labayis come from the Trumas Adeshem. Doesn't tell you why at all. Not a word. Doesn't say one bit. No explanation given. But twice, two consecutive Trumas. So why? So we discussed it by Richas until now because it's a question of maybe our possibility of Achrayis. It has to be a Shel Goy. If it belongs to the Goy and it's in the Goy's house. In the Jew has a chrayus, it's mutter with details. It's sold to the guy, it's rented to the guy, it's a yichud keren zavus, and there's a rashi rebbe at the time, and there's a ram, and the gong day right now. But it has something to do with that. Comes a chok Yaakov, it says nothing to do with that. Lahoyd Rami Olam. And you can see the Mishnah Berurah, open up please, the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Yud Beis. You want to see the chok Yaakov in the original, doesn't want to look it up in the big Shulchan Aruch, it's the very beginning of the chok Yaakov, Sukkot and Yud Dalet. Appropriately entitled Shemichutz Labayis. The question, of course, becomes why? He says, you know why? He says, some say it's a question of Achrayus. It's not true, he says. Not true, nothing to do with that. It's a purely technical matter. The Imlokain, if the house is not going to belong, it's not going to be put into the house of the guy. How do you acquire it? You give it to us as a gift or as a sale. He doesn't do Mashicha. So the only way to do it is to do what? Put it b'chutz l'bayis. In which case, presumably, he's been econed to get the impression over here, talking about Mashicha. Keeps talking Mashicha, 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 Mashicha. That's what many poskim say. V'atara mo'os konos. So la misecha b'kesef l'akam b'mashicha. B'choros that you'd give on the base. And the Rosh and many other poskim say that way. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah over here, that's I just read it from the beginning of Sukkot Yudal in the Chok Yaakov. Say the Mishnah Berurah quotes it over here together. You all have the Mishnah Berurah. Tov Mem Ches. You also look together, please. Tov Mem Ches. Sukkot Yud Beis. Again, appropriately entitled to Mechutz Labayis. Okay. What's the whole point over here? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Tosa the Chok Yaakov. This is a few lines above the Yud Ches. Kosa b'chok Yaakov. Why the Shuso? Kedei sheyiknak ha'machametz v'mashicha. Eino chinami. Think for hotzi ma'akar ha'akam chametz v'kano b'mashicha l'beiso. Or the simta kedin. Does that have to be his house. To be a simta, an alleyway. With mashicha's kona. Mutlo ha'kach la'achlis ha'chametz l'beiso shal Yisrael. V'tai b'mechitu sh'asor b'l'va. This is the Chok Yaakov. Okay. So what's the Chok Yaakov? It's enough. Sorry. Now, the truth is, Mashicha. Is there really Mashicha? He does Mashicha? We don't do Mashicha. We have too much Chametz. We have too much Chametz, so this is not. Can't do Mashicha. There's too much to schlep around so far. So then what do? You take a look again at a different Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud Zayin. Left off, take it from the top. It's a little bit of a review, but mostly new. Mishnah Berurah says, "Katan Yudayim." What did it say? Oshin Karenulo. That's all. Maybe we don't give it; we sell it. Beezer Kinyanim Kano Akam. Yes, but the answer is possible. Yes, Misha Omer the Kinyan Shalakam will be Kesef Dafka. Yes, Omer Mishen Akam Kano will be Mashicha. Lishu So Bagbo. Don't Misha Shalak Bia. Yes, Shikasuo the Gam Shari Kinyan Ogam Beakam. Why? Because it's Kesef and Mashicha are both controversial. They can do both, would be great, but they throw in another bunch of kinyanim. What do they do? What? For example, let's see what the whole list though, the whole litany. What is the Kigon. One. Kinyas and metal and agav karka. Two. Kinyan chotzer. So now, Rabbosai, for us, the schiras hakarka is tremendously important because it facilitates and enables us to do these kinyanim of agav and chotzer. Now, as I think we may have. I'm not sure if we read it yesterday. You have your form? I have some extras. You have another form? You got all hands, the three together. By dint. Ah, by dint. By George. By dint. By dint means by force. Kraft is the chasam of what's in. Mikoach is in Hebrew. Or agav is in rabbinic Hebrew. By dint. Let me see where she is by dint. By dint of the execution of this rental agreement, the buyer also acquired ownership of all Afanus Rav Chometz, which is hereby transferred to him in best legal form. Agav. What does Kenyan agav mean? You must have learned some along. Agav karka. Agav is literally on top of, although we don't really require tzibur. It's only say agav b'kni. They have to spell it out. It's critical to spell out that you're doing it b'kni and agav. If you don't spell it out, it doesn't work. Let's go further. Further. By virtue of the buyer's rights in these rented storage areas, all chametz container is acquired by the buyer chutz. So in order to achieve agav and chutzer, you have to have a schiras karka. So we're going along the line of the Chok Yaakov. It's for pretty practical reasons. Yes, we gave lumbus before, possibly there's some kind of an achrayis, it's better off than that in the Jew's house, and maybe Shema Yochel, whatever, but forget all about that. A practical consideration to facilitate the kinyan of Agav and Chotar is a sufficient reason to require us to do this, what we call this schiras. Now, are there additional kinyanim? Let's take a look a little further. We have Kenyan Chalipin, that is Kenyan Suda. Chalipin. But you have to use his Suda Shalaka. You have to use his own handkerchief or his pen knife or whatever you want to use, his pen. Okay? Fine. You have to use his own handkerchief. Why not somebody else's? Typically at a wedding, I just threw the who was there? I had a whole tumult. I gave me a hard time. I gave the chosen on Sunday a pen. Sure, I gave him a pen. Some chassidic guys have a pen? We use handkerchiefs, we use this, you want to use a pen? Whatever, it works. But I use my pen. How does my pen help? Who's obligating himself to whom? The chosen obligates himself to the caliph. I should use the caliph's pen. The caliph's pen. No problem. Shlichus, chia. So I can use my pen. I use the agent's pen sometimes. I was at another wedding on Sunday where the rabbi told the aide to give a pen or something, a handkerchief, whatever it was, to the chosn. Fine. But anyway. But he says, Ugabe Akab ain't in Schir. Or is the Chir mitam what? Chir mitam Shlichus, so connected to Shlichus somehow, and therefore it doesn't work for a guy. We'll come to this later. V'yesh v'fak b'kin b'kinyon emelu. From the ceiling, kinyon emelu rak b'yisrael. Something that they don't work. All three don't work. No agav, no chotzer, no chalik. We'll get to it in due time. But in Dina, v'vare lechadchila tzorach lakas v'kinyin gomim v'nuskul v'chuli alma. That's kesed and v'shichah b'yachat. That works for sure. Because relative to the rights of Yeroa, at least v'shichah, which is the role of Polskim. But the Yevet, kesed alone, or one of the other kinyonim, works after Pesach. Only the Rabbon. Fine. And then he quotes this unbelievable thing which we spoke about earlier. Since Chometz Achar Pesach Vachas Manisur Vlavach Eni Rishusa, and also Kosu Kilu Rishusa, Bekidin Kol Nehusagi. Where did that come from? It came from the Tumas Adesh, I think. Masses of Binyamin, I think. Kidin Kol Nehu. What did you? What was your term? Come on, you had a semblance of it. What did you say? What did you call? Something like that. You had a phrase. A what? Semblance of a Kenyan or some other phrase? Yeah. Kinyan of sorts. Yeah. Kinyan of sorts. Kinyan Kaldu. Good enough. You make galadas, I'm coming shuso. Da 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 da. Okay. So as the Mishnah Brewer, we had a pre-kitzer here in Sukkotan, Yud Zai. Now, let's take a look, Rabbos, in the Bir Halacha, the Dover Muot. Okay. We started reading yesterday. What do we do? Give money, give a down payment. Okay. Go to the very end of this very lengthy piece. We'll come back to the middle later. What does it say over here? It says as follows. The very, very end. Like this. Goes to the various kinyanim. Then it says, all days a kinyan should have, kvo situmta o kinyan suda. What does situmta mean? What's situmta? Handshake problems. That's a minigah sofer. We'll see that. Can I show you guys the word handshake? It's in the Mishnah Berurah.
High five,
I told you. Yeah, okay. Kiyas kafra. Alright. Kayom lichbol kama kinyonim. Okay? That's what we should do. That's what we should. Some don't like agav, he says. Fine. What about a kinyon de rabbonon? You line up for the derayse of chiyos chametz to machlokes. We'll see later a big dispute. But going towards the very end, he says as follows: See, tumta should work. Midig bialma, it should work for the derayse. The whole story. But the mystery seems it's only the rabbanon. Not so clear that it works. So what do you do? Old kinyanim. The heicha shows the kama kinyanim. The last few lines. Me'anochon sheyom ala beferish, as we read in the shiur yesterday. Right? We have the severability, right? Somewhere it's in it, we read yesterday. Right. In addition, my questions, each sale and method of sale is independent, unaffected by any invalid sale and method of sale. That's clear from the Sri Allah. The end says should be mafkir in front of Bez. We don't do any mafkir over here. We have bittel. Should the bittels have to? The bottle they have to go for the arm. It says you have to be mafkir. We do a bittel after the mechira. That should do the trick. Lechor, that should do the trick. Fine. Let's discuss agav. So some say that agav rabosai doesn't work because it's the rabbonim, and the rabbonim don't work. That's what we just saw before in Mishnah Berurah. Whole discussion. Can the rabbonim work? So again, close over here. The Machlokes, look at the Bavan Avram, Masas Binyamin, a whole story. What's Takana Din? So let's go back. I'm just giving you a brief survey of the classical Choshen Mishpat Svarim. But not only Choshen Mishpat this year, Gevaldik Aliyah, but not for this year, but a little bit of a taste, a small taste of Choshen Mishpat. You can look it up yourself if you want to see the lumbus of the Din of Avamas. So the Ksos is the main man. In Simon Kup Tzadi Dal, Tzipkot and Aleph, there's Akav as the Rabbanan. And doesn't work for the rices. Finish, don't use it. The Chassam Sofer says, what are you talking about? What do you mean? It's like on a level of the rice, at the very least, it's hefker. That takes care of the rice. What does that mean? But the Pasha felt like this. The Shiloh, the Kinyan Rabbanan work for the rices, may be a Shiloh of how effective hefker bez and hefker is. So again, the Gemara Gittin, Lamed Vav quotes two drushes to Hefker Bez and Hefker. One says Yochram Kol Ruchusha, that means he can expropriate property. And one says that they compare the Roshim to the Ovos, that they're Manchil. You can even appropriate the property. That's the Marashal Yamshal Shlomo Gittin, and that upsets. So says the Chassam Sofer, even those who hold that Kinyan Rabbanan, which is based on the Hefker Bez, cannot appropriate Midoraisa, it can at least expropriate midoraisa. So therefore, on a deraisatic level, the chametz belongs to nobody. Nobody, that's great. Nobody, or by a matzah. So he wants to suggest that the kinyan rabbanan should work not for all the rice, it's maybe for lulav, not. Lulav needs a positive shalachem. So you can't achieve that. But the chametz, that doesn't belong to the goy, or doesn't belong to the Jew. It's no man's land, it's also good. That's the Chassam Sofer's argument that kinyan rabbanan should work for the deraisa of eliminating the chametz, even if it wouldn't work for, let's say, lulav and things of that sort. That's the argument of the Chassam Sofer. And there are bonadik level, so agav works not so fast to the Ksos. Who said, as we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that maybe these kinyanim were never instituted for a non-Jew? Maybe they're only instituted for members of Klal Yisrael. We don't know for sure. A different word. Maybe they're only instituted for Klal Yisrael. That's the Mishnah Berurah, right by the Sharatian Mem Beis. Look at Sharatian Mem Beis. He talks about it. He gives you the various sources. Let's look at the Ksos. Tells you to look there. To look at the Machzis HaShekel. And tells you to look at the all these various Kinyanim are somewhat questionable. The Machzis HaShekel, if you really look at the source, has a different reasoning. Will the guy understand Agav? Hard to explain it to him. I do a Kinyan on Karga. Or imagine Metal to go along. I have no problem with that because my man's a real estate agent. He loves it. This is his favorite Kenyan. Because his Kenyan shows that everything is secondary to real estate. He made his millions in real estate. And then as a real estate broker selling, and then, oh, you see?
the eraser. It's secondary to the real estate.
He loves it. Every year we get a kick out of it and talk about Aga. He understands it, but I guess the average guy is not so sophisticated. The Machta Sheva said he wouldn't understand it. But it's important, Rabbi Osai, you must say Aga B'Kni. You have to spell it out. And you have to spell it out before the actual rental. We always say it before, and it's a bigger document as well. We articulate it before. Contrarily, Chatzer, you have to say it afterwards. It's very important to understand that. Agav is must be simultaneous with the acquisition of the rental of the property. It must be articulated earlier. And Chotzer, according to many poskim, only works after you've successfully rented the property. So we said, after that, you'll be acquired with King of Chotzer. The timing is delicate. It should be done in a proper way. Fine. What about Chotzer? Everyone learn about Kinyan Chotzer in his life anyway? Yes?
I just have a question. For Kinyan to work, does a person have to understand the mechanics, or is it enough that they understand that what they're doing is a Maisa Kinyan?
Pashas, if you understand the Maisa Kinyan, you're not an expert in all the Kinyan Choshimish, but it should work.
So why is the Machas a Shekel bothered? Like, the Goy is just doing what the rabbis tell him to, so he knows that that's enough.
Right, it's true. But that may not, since it's only a quote secondary Kinyan, and he has only primary or intent, maybe it wouldn't work for the secondary item. Maybe that's what he's driving. Yes, what about Chotzer?
I just had a question.
Go.
Is everything happening when he's actually signing the document?
When does it really happen?
Yeah.
I'll tell you when everything happens. I'll tell you in a fact. We have a total of... Let's start. I'll reenact my Mechiras Chametz. The first thing, the guy gives me the money. It's going to write that on the spot. Then he shakes my hand on the spot. Then he gives me his penknife on the spot. It's all instantaneous. And if it wouldn't be instantaneous, the last two wouldn't work. We call that kolsa kinyanim. Kinyanim which leave no trace must be effective immediately. Kesef can be effective later. It leaves a trace. I'm holding the money. And if some of the sale goes wrong, I have to give back the money. It's extant. It leaves a trace. But the handshake and the knife, the penknife, once I give back the penknife, it's already back in his hand. Hadra Sura Lamari, Sudra Lamari Mar says, we assume the halacha, it's kol sakayana. It's gone. They have to happen immediately, all three. Now, the rental. The rental takes place with the same three kinyanim, right? The same three. Kesef, he gets another penny, and then we shake hands, and then he gives me his pen again, whatever it may be. But before I do that, I articulate, John, as you are renting these premises, you are automatically acquiring the movables which are secondary to this. Aga. Yeah, John likes that. And then I say afterwards, now that you've rented it, by giving me these penning and shaking hands and giving me the pen, now you're acquired through King Chotzer. Yeah. So the rental takes place three ways. Actually, the rental takes place four ways. Kesef, Chlipin, Situmta, and the Shtar at the end of the day. The shtar may work to achieve the rental. It may work as it can't achieve the kinyan of the chametz, but doesn't work for metalim. Maybe you don't need it. That's a fourth possible way. Okay, good. And now, Abosai, I think we've done it. What have we said? We've had kesef chalib and situmta twice over, six. That's a total of three times two is six. Then we have what else do we have? We have agav and chotzer. For the chametz makes eight, and shtar for the karka makes nine. We total of nine kinyanim, three, and three. Kesef, chalipin, and situmta twice, and then agav and chotzer for the chametz and shtar for the karka.
So the shtar is really only working for that one for the stewards.
That's all it can work for. You can't acquire. It doesn't work. The shtar cannot be a shtar kinyan on metal. It just doesn't work. Okay. So they basically affect nine things going on. Yes. Correct.
The
shtar is legal for this. For the rental.
I'm saying that when you go through the chalit, when you go through the whole story,
I like everything written out. This way we go over it, it's written inside, it's memorialized, as we say. Everyone has a copy of it. It's very good. I think it's an excellent way to do it. I'm not saying how other rabbis do it. But what about chotzer, Rabbi Osai? So the Chok Yaakov, in that same piece, says, no dice. Who can guess why not? Who lived Bava Metzia in his life? First parak? Yeah.
If Chatzir is Mishum, if Kinyan Chatzir works like the Chatzir is the Shliach, then...
There, stop right there. One expression, Bava Metzia, is Chatzir Mishum Shlichus. One of the expressions. Ein Shlichus Yaak. Finished. That's how I want to share that before. The Mishnah Berurah said, there's no Shkir Shlichus Yaak. So that's what the Chok Yaakov says. Sorry, no way that a Chatzir can work with Ein Shlichus Yaakov. The Machta Shekel quotes it. Fascinatingly, there are those who claim, believe it or not, I don't know if it's believe it or not, but it's quoted right over here, that a non-Jewish man has no ability to have a chatzer, because there's no shlichus. But a non-Jewish woman, yes. Fascinatingly, the first 3 years that I sold chametz, 74, 5, and 6, I was selling my chametz to my downstairs neighbors, who were real goyim, in a two-family house. He said, I can't, I have to go to work. So she, Caroline, she was my non-Jewish woman, and there was a mila in having a woman, because according to this yisod, a woman has kinyan chutz. Why is a woman different than a man? Where do we derive chutz? Chutz is, according to some poskim, is either mitam shlichus or mitam what? Mitam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you know it from? Get it. So the more discusses that the possibility that maybe the woman has a yad, chutz mishum yad works for a woman, not for a man. I mean, it sounds rather wild. There's a whole discussion over here in this sefer. I'll show you in a few places here that if you want to look it up later on. Just one again.
How do you do situlta with a woman?
Very good. I shook your hand.
Sure?
Yeah, I did. Now I know that there are some who say it's Yerog Vayavim. You know, they're keeping track of Gora recently. My Mesorah that it's permissible, it is not the Derech Chibah. Rav Moshe, the Tshuva about it, said, yeah, you're right. And Shalom and Derech Chibah, it's Mutter, but it's Kosher Lismah Chazah. But I have Eidus, the Rav Moshe himself, shook a woman's hand when she stuck it out. I guess when he says Kosher Lismah Chazah, means for the average Joe. Rav Moshe himself, it was not so hard to be Sarmah Chazah. I'm very, very far from Rav Moshe, but still, my Mesorah from my Rebbeim. And I was told that the Telzer Rosh Hashiva, people saw their own eyes, and then Cleveland, 50 years ago, did it. So there are sources for this leniency. Yeah, but it was an interesting phenomenon. Yes, you have people who don't really go with anything. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So good. So here we see as follows. He quotes in the Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph, Chotzer de Gavra le'alfina mechotzer de Itza. Chotzer de Gavra is a shlichus. Chotzer de Itza is Mishum Yad. So we hear as follows. So you should use what he calls here a non-Jewish woman. A non-Jewish woman, perhaps she has a chatzah. Now, the truth is, there are some who claim, and again, if you have to look in a small print of the Chosha Mishpat, there are some who claim, the Machtes HaShekel, talks about it over here, the Machtes HaShekel, the Dudavka Nochris, and, catch this now, She'ena Nesua Labal. Caroline had a husband, I forgot his first name. John, I don't know, I forgot his first name. He was a good guy, but she was married to him. So those who claim it doesn't help to use her because it belongs to her husband. It's all pilpul. They say mashakon sishakon about by goyim. A whole discussion. But he quotes an achronim. Only a nakla she ain lo baal. She has a baal in kinyan lisha below baila. The Machzah Shekel, right over here, on our daf, the Machzah right in front of our nose, right here, it's printed there. She used a Nachris, She'ein Labal. No. Again, at first glance, the whole thing is worthless completely. Why? Because of Choshen Vishpat, I'm just giving the sources. Simon Resh Mem Gimel Sifchav Gimel. You can look it up yourself at your own convenience. It says, and it's quoted over here, that you have to have, in order for Yad to work in the Lomba Matzia, Omeid B'tzad Chatzera. Like my hand is on, the hand is near me, right? So I have to stand right next to the field. That makes it completely non-feasible on a practical basis. I'm going to have the guy stay next to all the chametz. It's ridiculous. What's I've been pilfering so much? All these absurdity. It's not going to work, at least for what we call our wholesale mechiras. It's just not going to work. So I decided, let me look it up in Choshen Mishpat. So I took out a Choshen Mishpat and looked it up in Resh Mem Gimel Sifkot Nisma Sifkot Lamites. Seems to say that even though she's married, she can still acquire an Chatzar. The Shach, these are the two major mefarshim. I look on the bottom and on the sides. The Shach Sifkot Yud Resh Mem Gimel seems to say that it works even though the person is not standing there. What's pshat? No, by get, says the Shach. Get is a chov. We know, get is a chov. Mefurshe Gemara and get. It's a chov. Ein chovin la'adam ela b'fonav. A famous Gemara. Zalpalon shlo b'fonav. We'll come to that. Ein chovin ela b'fonav. So b'fonav, when it comes to a chotzer, you have to be standing there. But the din of Yad exists even if you're not standing there. By get it won't work, because by get it's a chol. By chometz it will work. So therefore, if you put the tzma and the shach together, it seems to me that it might work for a woman even if she's married and even if she is not standing there. Midin yad. Again, many poskim say chotzer does not work for a guy. It doesn't work. Can you prove that it does work? Who can prove from Shas, your vast knowledge of Shas, that Kinyan Chatzah for a guy works? We have no such sources. There's only one source. Okay, guys, go through it. Who learns Daf Yomi here? Nobody. Okay, so you're off the hook. It's at the end of Masechta Avodah Zarah. They were there not that long ago. Masechta Avodah Zarah, that Ayin Aleph Mid Beis. It says there, that Caleb shall go his kavana. A kli, you can require something with a kli. Baba Metzia says that Caleb works within chutz. Put the two and two together, you get four. It's even for the Gemara that Caleb shall go work. Could be kavana if it must be that chutz works. So the question is gevalt, but ain't shlichus a goy. Comes in Marit al Ghazi, the famous commentary in the beginning of the second paragraph of Bukharos. Put the Nevi Shas Babli in the back by the Ramban there, and says, "Aten gamaten," right? That's the chiddush of shlichus. Ma'aten b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. You cannot have a mixed agency where one is Jewish and one is not Jewish. If I'm Jewish, my mishaleach or my shaleach must be Jewish too. But a goy to a goy, it could be shlichus. So the goy is a goy, and his chotzer is a goy. I guess, you know, that's like a personal over here. But we consider the chotzer, the goy is a shliach of the goy is a mishaleach. And the goy works. As I said, Marit al-Ghazi, at the beginning of the second parak of Bechoros. The Ktsos, that's a fancy way. The Ktsos says, look, ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchacha b'nei bris, okay? Shlichah to be a ben bris. Rabbi said, what bris did the chotzer enter into? That's we heard. I heard of bris ben Absorim. I heard of bris Mila. I heard of bris Har Sinai. When did my chotzer go into a bris? If they're strong, it's a bris Aras. But in chutzars, no bris in Riverdale. What's going on? The Teretz says that the Ktsos is obviously an exception to the rule. This kind of shliach called a chotzer doesn't have to be a ben bris. Doesn't have to be a ben bris. So to the Mishaleach also doesn't have to be a membris. That's the Ktsos's interesting, fascinating chap. And that's in Kuf Sadi Dalos, it's in Kotten Gimel, a chap. What about a cotton? By cotton, a cotton, they say, has no chatzin. No cotton at all. Well, says the Ksos, cotton is unique. Cotton is derived from a different limud. What's that? Ish. Ish refers to the shliach. And the mishalech is derived from get. And that knocks out chatzin too. So, the Nesivus has an introduction to the beginning of Siman Reish of chatzin. He doesn't understand. The same way we knock out a cotton from get, we should knock out a goy from get. They both cannot give a get, not a cotton, not a goy. He doesn't like the Tosis fancy football. Not only that, but the Eben Ozel, he wants to knock off the right Caleb. Why? Because Caleb, isn't this in the Mefurash Gemara, that Caleb works within cotton? Yeah. But you know what it means? It's something different. It means like this. It means this is chah. And we started off. We saw the Mishnah Berurah. Because once it's my kli, then if I put it in there, I can be caught with Mashiach. It's a chap. My kli, even if it's in your property, it's mine. That's his interesting idea. Okay. Bottom line, Abba Osai, Mefurish and Nimuka Yosef in Avodah Zarah at the end, that the goy is kona the kinyan chotza. Not only that, but the Ramban and Rabbeinu David say some Mefurish, you know what Mesechta? Psochim. Yes, Psochim. On that Laman Aleph and Beitz. Take a look quickly on Laman Aleph and Beitz. So, talks over here about a Chonis Shal Yisrael, Chonis Shal Nachri. The last Gemara before the Mishnah on Laman Aleph and Beitz. So right there, you look in the Ramban or Rabbeinu David, they say that it's a problem, a technical problem. But if we're not for the technical problem, a chata shogoy can be kona for him. To be truthful, the Meiri says the opposite. The reason the chomas shonachri is not kona because there's no ein chata shonachri. So the kitz and nimitz, it seems to be mefurish gemar b'pshuto. Others disagree. It's maybe why it limits to females. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sharatzin Tzavkotin Mem Beis, look linyan chotzer. I am Ashakotz the Balamun Shvul Achshos. The chotzer b'tam shlichus v'yed shlichus anachri v'chein etiku achok Yaakov v'shachronim. So it's a chotzer. I just gave you a brief summary in the Sharatzin Tzavkotin Mem Beis, who gives you this very brief summary of this quite complicated story. Fine. What about Agav? What about Chalipin? So take a look over here. The Indian Agav in Membeis, those who don't like it, because it's only by Jews. Chalipin, the Shach doesn't like it. Why not? Presumably because it's result to be Yisrael. It's also fun to be Yisrael. I'll go back to Shalom now. But the truth is, there are Rishonim who are befairish against. Rabbi Natan and Tosis get Kiddushin of Gimel famously says that Chalipin works for a guy. What about Agav? Please turn to the back of the Shulta Giborim. Please. It's either page Tes or Chafei, depending what the new edition is, page Chafei. I'll show you inside. Page Chafei. From the very bottom. Venera Vienna. Shim lo me'achsha v'knel l'nachri v'kinyin. What does Kinyin mean? You want to tell Kinyin what Kinyin means? Kinyin means a Suda. It's not word Kinyin and Rishon, it means Kinyin Suda. Oh, Agav Karka. It works. Shine. It works. Before Shishul Degimorim, Lashon Riaz. Goes back to the Riaz is even earlier. That it works. So we have Chalipin and Agav both in the same breath here in the Shul Degimorim as working. The Magen Avraham quotes, and take a look over here. If you look in Siman Tov Mem Aleph, okay, please open up your Mishnah Berurah, please. Tov Mem Aleph, the very beginning of the Siman. Please turn. Tov Mem Aleph. We'll come back to this. What does it say? You give the chametz over to the guy in a certain case. So this means there be mutter. Why? Because the guy was conic. Take a look in the Bar Heitev Aleph. The Mekneo, the Enehu, the Bekinyon of Agav Karka. It works. Shin Gil. What does Shin Gil stand for? Sh- show the Gemara. You take a look at the Sharat Tzi and Dalit. Yes, it works. We just saw that in the Mishnah Berurah a few minutes ago. Here somebody else is it because no shechiyah shlichus to a guy. So apparently we assume that it works. The Shach disagrees. The Beis Meir here disagrees. Okay, but both poskim say that it does work. Does kinyan suda work for shechiyus karga? The machlokas and shchosh vishvut kuf tzadihei sif tes. Kinyan suda, like as I mentioned before, must take effect immediately. Otherwise, once the handkerchief goes back, or the pen, or the penknife, or whatever the goes back, it cannot work. It's not my nafkamina. Couple nafkaminas. One is erev Pesach shechal lios b'shabbos. Erev Pesach is a big machlokas. As of when is the sale effective? I do it effective immediately. What's the downside to that? Got to leave out more things. You say, John, I'm leaving out 10 pieces of bread. And that's it. Can't do that. I have to have shalosh shudas. I have to have Friday night a meal, I have to have Shabbos morning a meal, maybe two meals, we'll get to that later, maybe we'll discuss those sugyos of Erpes of Shabbos. I have to leave all that out of the sale. I'm unhappy with that. Because it's not so mavuro. So some people say, let the sale be effective, not right now, but tomorrow, 11 o'clock, whatever, right before the Zman. That has pluses. Also has minuses. One of the minuses is, you lose chalipin. Because chalipin has to be effective immediately. He calls something, I never thought of this. In this sefer, Mechira Chametz Kilkaso, as a brilliant idea that a certain rabbi had. I'm not 100% sure it really works, but I don't see at first glance why not. Rabbi Weiss, whoever he is, Noeg Lahashir Biyoda was Hasuda Shikiba Biyada Goy, Aliyachar Pesach. The Goy got my handkerchief. He don't know that left the Pesach. So it's not called Sukhiyoda. Why is it called Sukhiyoda? There's no trace. Because I gave the handkerchief back, which, by the way, I'm required to give it back. I'm not hold on to it. I can't hold on against his will. The guy's masking. He thinks the handkerchief can keep it for a week. In that kind of case, he said, no, he thinks, l'chora, there's no chesaron of kol sekinyona. This is page Tzadi Tesla at the very bottom.
Is the star around
kol sekinyona? No, star overcomes kol sekinyona.
The star that says that there was a
belief. No, that does not. No. No, that's not really going to work. The star itself will work for the schiris as long as it exists. If it, that's a gemara. If it rips up or burns up, it's called somebody star too. Then it's gone. That's a sugis in the sech git. Okay? Rabosai. So this is the issue of kols. Then, there's an amazing kinyan, the most amazing kinyan of all, which the kols likes of all things. I don't use it. What he likes, I don't use. It's called kinyan odisa. Have you heard that one? Aleph, Vav, Dalet, Yud, Sof, Aleph. Odisa. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means if I admit to something, that itself could achieve a kinyan. Not just that it's an admission. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The fact that I admit to it makes it really yours. Not just that it's yours because Benzer can take it from me because I admitted to it. No, it's really yours. It really, really works. Tosis and Baba Basra not Kuf Mem Tes. The Pashtun, the Gemara says that way. Tosis and Baba Kama Kuf Dala says no, it doesn't work for Doraisis. Why not? So the Tosis explains, and again, Kinyan Rabbonani says it not work for Doraisis. Like Hefka Bez and Hefka, like Agav. That may also be the Rabbonan. Tosis Baba Kama Daf Yud Beis. But then to that they say, what do you mean? For that they say, either the what? The Rabbanu works for the Raisa, the Ktos comes back, or the Raisa, the Bittul Bial Masagi. As I said before, based on the Mekor Chaim and others, even if you hold that the sale is a good sale, not a fake, the sale and the Bittul can go on the same Chavetz, one after the other. As I explained to the sale, and then if the fail save is a Bittul, as we explained before. But some say, Rabbo, say, Hoshab Shat, the Rashi, and Kiddush Chavov, Odisa is not a kinyan at all. It's only an admission. Hodas baldin kameidim dami. But klape shmaya gali won't work. Only works in monetary matters. You can win a court based on my admission. But the Rabban Shalom knows it's really mine, not yours. Despite my protestations to the contrary. Because the admission is not a kinyan. So according to that opinion, Odisa will not work at all when it comes to Mechiras Chametz.
Why does it work? Why is it lesser to do? It should be Sheker.
Easter Sheker, you're asking. Mivan Sheker Tirchuk. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're 100% right. As a matter of fact,
Amora did it there.
Yes. Mivashek and Tirchok, Rabbi Osai, is a midora. Sheres Yisrael Yas Avu Yedav Lachaza, but it's only the midas. That's why counterbalancing and overpowering considerations which will allow you to say something which is not true. Such as, we had the Chumash not long ago, when do we have it? Well, that's okay. Yeah, many times. That's remember my shtickle Torah last Thursday, my Torah with the Nisyonis? Right, I said it. Did I say it last Thursday?
Yeah.
I'm writing it today for Torah West. I'm sitting writing for today's deadline. So you can get it online, I hope, starting tomorrow or something like that. So there it is about Yaakov was also dealing with a Torah tough guy. What about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What if Hashem Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu? Adoni Zokei. That's Adoni Zokanti. The Rashi says he's Mishan al Nei Shalom. He marks the mitzvah of the Rif Skir. He's Mivav Samachay. Mitzvah of Shalom Nei Shalom. So that's an Easter Midah. So you can do it once in a while. As a matter of fact, when it comes to the certain shtaros, where there were those who preferred Lashon of Ischaimus, self-indemnification, as opposed to Lashon Hodah, admission, they wanted to tell a lie. That's printed up. Different discussion. Not Bekitzim. Rabbi says, so Odisa is certainly questionable. I don't use it at all. You know why? I think my chalikas. Can my admission work for you? You ever see this guy? Ashamdu bagat. No. Ashamta bagat gazalta. Easy to pound down someone else's chest. That's what we do all the time. My son, b'chalikas. I admit that you owe money. What kind of joke is that? So that's some say it works. I mean, I think it doesn't work. So I don't do Odisa at all. Two reasons. A, it may not be a Kenyan. And B, I can do it for my own chametz, not for someone else's chametz. Can't appoint a shliach to make a hodah. Pashup shat is that way. That's why I don't use it. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Now, what about Tzitumta? So Tzitumta is back to Mishnah Berurah, talks about it over here. Take a look over here in Sivkotan Yud Tes. Tav Mem Ches Yud Tes. Please turn. Yud Tes. You saw yesterday. We got it yesterday. Tkias Kav Shekorn Tzushla. Makin Kafem Zazeh. I call the high five. Show your handshake. Okay? Or Abosai. Or Abosai. They talk what we call in our language. Tzitumta. What does that mean? Take a look over here. As follows. Kekayosido called Mokum Mokum Kapiminaga Sophim Khoshava Dover Kikinin Aldin Pidin Torah. The Shapish Takas Kamachomas Bikinin Buzet. Shara Sia Nun Bates. Kama Kronim Kosu Kuninaga Sophim Kikinin Gorafakatchila. Others say no. No. Why not? Some say it's only the Rabbanon, and some say you shouldn't rely upon it. Okay, it's a major discussion. Whether or not you can rely upon Tzitumta. Okay. Fine. Rebbe Lach has a long discussion. I'm not going to go into it in great detail. What I want to discuss now is a very important question. A very important question. Which is, please listen very carefully. What about a kinyan which works either midinehem and or midin Torah? Whose rules do we follow? On both sides, me against the guy. Whose rules do we follow? I mean, not against. I'm selling to the guy. I'm Jewish, the guy is Goyish. We follow the Jews' rules, we follow the guy's rules. So that's a fascinating Mogen Avraham. And I've been trying to stick to Mishnah Berurah so far today, because I have to read it from the Mogen Avraham inside, because you'll see, you can follow it if you want. It's in Tav Mem Ches Mogen Avraham. Sivkot and Dalet. Yes, I'm listening.
The Gemara in the first paragraph, doesn't it say that
Odisa
that the Dina de Malchus doesn't, it only works for a shtar kinyan, but not necessarily for like a get. So it doesn't work for isser.
Well,
which is what you're trying
that's
to
a pure isser. Here we're discussing about a monetary matter which impacts on isser. That itself wouldn't bother me. Okay. So the Masas Binyamin says, Azlina Bosa Dineha. And I'm going to run quotes in Sivkot and Dalet. He says, he doesn't understand it. Because in Bechoras Daf Yud Gimel, that same Daf, a Goy gives money to Yisrael, B'dineya and Kon. My B'dineya, says the Gemara, B'dineya and Shaposka Lehen Torah. Mashmah D'dineya Akum Lo Mahani. And he quotes the Torah of Avodah Zohar Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph, Amar Amema. And he quotes Yerodea Sin and Shin Chof, it's Pinchas Pinyan Abeng. Das Lina and Bosa Din Torah. Below Bosa Din Am. So the Bas Binyam is you follow Din Am. And the Magen Avraham says, no, you follow Din Torah. You follow Din Torah. Okay. Comes the Sefer Mechiras Chavetz Chalchasa with a very interesting idea. You look it up later if you wish. On page Reish Samach Gimel and Dalet. There he learns the following fascinating statement. He thinks that even if something can't work through Din Torah proper, look what he writes. Because only Din Machusa. I will meet the last line. I will meet Sad Din Kinyan Situmta Matsina Lamema Homoda Mogan Avram. The Kenyan Situmta Nechshav Kenyan Gamal Choldavar Mahani Afin the Chometz of Bechor. Look at that. He's saying that the Masses of Binyamin says that even giving money works as Situmta, but the Gemara says it doesn't work. What's the answer? Depends. This mana Gemara, you didn't use Ketan for a Kenyan. So therefore, it wasn't Mukhnogul and Mukhubal by Ramachur and Makonim. Therefore, Lomid the Rabbanan, not Situmta. Nowadays, everyone uses it. It could be a din of Situmta. And maybe it even works with Araisa, according to some Poskim. Wow. I'm reading the quote of Bekiva Eger, Shuvah Simon Lamed Zayin. Efshad the Magan Avron lo docha, rak hechid lahu mikach dinehem lechud. If it's purely based on Din Machus alone, it's not going to work. Aval b'minig ha-sochur mi'ashlomar, the moda de mahani lafkui yisacham ha-sinim b'chorah. So if we call it through the back door, right? The Din Machus will come in through the back door. What's the back door? B'minig ha-sochur. Here on both sides. Din Machus, the Din can work through the front door or the back door. Because the front door will follow the Din of the body, which is what the Master Yaman seems to be saying. What can work through the back door? No, the din agoyim per se, we're not going to follow. We follow din Yisrael. But, and whenever it's din agoyim, it's going to be lo gorah from Situmta. That's the minig ha-sochrim, the sochrim follow, the law of the land. This is how it's presented over here. Very fascinating. Very fascinating. Okay. Now, if you have a Mishnah Brura in Tav Mem Aleph, that's where this book out of Rome is found, the original. Take a look at the beginning one. Tafmem. I read the Bagaram here. Below Dami, this is a Tafmem Chestel. The one in Tafmem Chest is the Bagar Avram, again, which goes on the words. I just want to tell you where it goes on. Those who want to find it. This is in Sivkot and Dalet. Well, it's very, very long. It's pages here. Oh. Going on the words, Shemichut Slavayis. Same place. Okay? So, please. A lot of pages here. Whoa. Shemichut Slavayis. See, this here. So he says, not similar to what I wrote back on Tuf Mem Aleph, Sivkot and Beis among the Rom, with respect to Asmachta. We'll see soon. The host of Shiny, Kevon, Dibidineim, Lohavi, Asmachta, Gomar, Umakni. Aval kinyan b'inan din Torah. What you say? Maybe in the kinyan which is the rice. You can't follow the goyish shalua. Ay, asmach, that doesn't work. What do we say? So the law kasmach, right? Asmach the law kinyan before shigamar. Okay. But at least there's a valid kinyan which would have worked in the absence of asmachta. So writes the Mogan Avraham. Rabbi Kiveger is not so happy with this. Kiveger says he doesn't quite fully grasp it. Let's see if I can find it quickly. I believe it's in the Tuf Mem Aleph. Turn to Tuf Mem Aleph now, please. Tuf Mem Aleph, if you don't mind. The very beginning of Tuf Mem Aleph. Oh! So the Mogan Avraham is of cotton bays. What happened over here? Nochri is a Gmon Amal. Nochri is Shuvli Yisrael al Chemza. Okay, so the Nochri is a Malvin. And Yisrael is a put up the Chavis as a collateral. With Mishkna, Biyado to the Goy. Biyomale Me'achshav Yeshal Koy, Velo Efra Lechaz Man Ploni. Vigi Azman, Velo Pro. Mutter. Why? Because he gave it to the Goy. It belongs to the Goy retroactively. It's a collateral for the loan, which he never paid. So it's considered to be retroactively belonging to the Goyish person. There's no bayro by yamotze. That's all. Says the Rabosai, says the Bar Hetev, Me'achsha, Imlo Hilvo, Rakshamula, Imlo Esa, Dava Ploni, Yachomet Shulcha Me'achsha. Also, the Havle Asmachto. Here's the magic words. It's Bar Hetev, Simon Tok Memal, Siv Koton Beis. It's no good. It's no good. Asmachta. Brackets. Can we see it? Uladas arrived. Ain't an asmachta ben Yehudi. Asmachta works. So the Mogan Avraham said, even if Asmachta works, because at least there is a Kenyan, as opposed to here, Tuf Mem Ches, where there's no Kenyan, but the Torah doesn't work. So the Biki Vega, he writes as follows. Lo Mishum the Kenyan Medinea Mahani. No, we just saw enough Tuf Mem Ches doesn't work. Kevin the Medinea ain't done in Asmachta, Gomer Amatne. That's the Mogan Avraham wrote. Tuf Mem Ches Dalet. Says the Rabbi, I don't understand this. What's Pshat Smachta Lo Kanya? What's Pshat? The Pshat is, he thinks it's not going to happen. It's a contingency obligation. Lo Yavo Klal Dek Shi Yaknazu. Lo Gomer Umakni. I don't have a sufficient intent to actually carry through this transaction. In Cain, Mabakach Dibidineim Ain Don and Dinah Smachta. Who cares? The Kovakom, I don't have in mind. I never, what's the difference? Who cares? Who cares? The Dato Shivai Yifra, Logamar Makti. Rabbi Kiveger doesn't understand it's Mogan Avraham. What's Pshat? If he doesn't have in mind to give it to the Goy, he doesn't ever expect this thing to happen, so how's it going to help? What difference does it make that the Goyim don't have Dinas Machta? That's Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha against this Mogan Avraham. He doesn't understand the difference between one thing and the other. Where did Mogan come from? With the Ravid. Rabbi said, the Ravid says, turn to the, open to your Rosh, please, Perek Beis, Simen Yud. You have to open up at least a little bit in the Gemara today. The Rosh, Perek Beis, Simen Yud. For those who came in late, I want to start the sugya. The next sugya is the sugya of Hagolah, which starts at Naflam and Ralph Omar Rav, go to the Mishnah and Beis. Let's hope to start as soon as possible. Let's first turn to the Rosh. Perek Beis, Simen Yud. The right. In our print, it's the last, it's page Yud Gimel, the last line of the first column. The Chenkos of Arayvedal, the Megiyah Zman of Kanam HaPesach, Afil Oma Me'achim Kno, She'ein Din Asmachta L'Nachri. Here it goes. The Arayved said it, the Rosh quotes it. Many people hold from it, many people disagree with it. Okay, like anything else in halacha, some say yes, and some say no. So we saw before, Abosai, the Mishnah Brewer writes over here. One second, if I can find it. Sif Katan Dalet, I believe it is. He says, some say it works. Yesh dismuch alem b'shas atchak. For the small cheses. What's a small ches? Sherabim and Arishonim some can't go rabbit. You saw the rabbit brought by the rush. Many hold that way. Many. Ubifrat, this is important. The das aran, look, this is the sharatzian, tof me amalas is called ches. The bedover hanim sam miyad liyad lo shayach bodin asmach. I give it to him in the hand, there's no din of asmachta. Why should this be so? Look up the Ran, it's page Chav Vav, or maybe Testament Beis, you got the old one. Ever look inside? I like to see it inside. This is a bit of a problem. Chav Vav. Chav Vav start, doesn't work. Asmachti v'lo kanya, the Dorm Chav Zayim Beis. You know, he says, you know, Leka b'mashkan din asmachta. Why? Quotes. Shama, everyone with me? It's page Chavav. I mean, it's a very small page Chavav in Dapi in Iran. If you have an old Gemara, it's Testament Beis. Testament Beis, paragraph beginning with the words Masnis. Why? Let's look inside the Chavav, right column, line 2. Lekha din asmachta, why? Shamal ves chaveru ala mashkin v'amalo im lo praticha ad yom ploni mashkoni mokalucha higiyo ha mashkin. It works! Works anyway. The Tam of the Milsi says, from the Balchov Kona Mashkin. And you notice that all these asterisks keep flying up, one asterisk, another asterisk. Balchov Kona Mashkin? That makes things worse, not better. Why? Look in the Gemara, Laflam and Aleph Mevez. Take a look. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Lamed a bit of a pella. The Gemara says enough Lamed Aleph Beis. Mikan Lebalchov Shekona Mashkin, the fifth line. So the question, that's two Jews. That's two Jews, says the Gemara. The Yisrael Minachri not. And something to call the Chomer. Avol Nachri Shehil Ves Yisrael Al Chemtza Achar Pesach Divrei Kol Over. Why? Hasam Vadi Nachri Mi Yisrael Al Koni. So Balchom is not called a Mashin Nachri Mi Yisrael. What's the Ran talking about? The first one in the back. The Alta the first one. They ask this question. I don't know. The Ran must have had a Teretz. I don't know what the Teretz is right now. If you have a Teretz, you can look it up. But Balchom is the sheet that exists, and the Mishnah Berurah includes this sheet in his calculus, in his discussions. So now, Rabosah, I've completed. I don't want to spend any more time on the particular, almost no more time, just going a little bit back, to the particular kinyanim which are being used. We'll have one issue which we have to still talk about, which is let's see. What about the agency? How do you appoint an agent? Rabosah, what's an agent called in Hebrew? Shliach. How do you appoint a shliach?
Some say you're a kinyan.
Just say, you are hereby my shliach. Good enough. There's no need for anything in writing, no need to pick up a handkerchief, nothing.
In the
mechir. For the mechir's a shliach, meikir adin, just appoint them, even Rabosai, under normal circumstances. What's going to happen, however, if somebody fails to appoint me as a shliach, may I sell his chametz anyway without an appointment? What would you say? Very good. Wow. Tamid chachamim. Zochin la'adam shalom b'fanam. One letter is inaccurate. One letter of all those letters in those four words is inaccurate. What's the letter?
B'fanam.
No. Le. What should it be?
Me.
May. Zochen Mei Adam. Do we say Zochen Mei Adam? Not everyone agrees. The Ketzov says no dice. You cannot have Zochen Mei Adam. Reish Mem Gimel Sukkot and Ches. Especially that the over here, the Kona, the Goy has no smichas as. Because if the Jew walks in, presumably he'll say, what'd you do? What'd you do? You stole my chametz against my will without telling me. I'm not masking. Since if you do that, the Gemara has an expression in Baba Basra. Sabach mitchil levatzof. When you discover what was done for you on your behalf, which was considered to be for your benefit, you say, no. You can uproot it. It doesn't work. So how can the Goy expect to acquire something which Reuven sold for him to him on my behalf? I may say no at the end of the day. There's no smichas das.
There's no idea.
Okay, so it shouldn't work. No, it's zochen mei adam. Yes.
I mean, assuming that the person is shomer torah mitzvah, so they probably would be very happy to have their chametz sold.
Very good. Very good. But some will consider it to be. Look, the guy will say, John, I'll buy it from Reuven. As soon as Reuven says yes, he says no is no. Others say, Reuven can say no. It's a schus gomor. And Zachar even against his will. Yes, the Gemara says in Baba Basra Beferish, if someone gives me a gift, I can say no. Is a gift an absolutely unadulterated benefit? What do you say about that? There's a three-word pasuk.
Sonim
Matanas Yichya. The Rashi says in Kiddushin, that's from Gimel. And a Matan is not a Schus Gomer. Sonim Matanas Yichya. But if it were to be a schus gomer, you can't say no. Are you saying no now? Yeah, you changed your mind. We assumed that a portion of Bishai that you would have wanted. Yes.
I don't know if it really makes sense to extend this, but if the problem is that the Jew is not Shomer Torah Mitzvos and they don't want their chametz to be sold, so is it shayach to say, like the Rambam says in Echos Gittin, that really the person wants to sell it?
Very interesting. Rambam says, "Kof b'no Hashem rotzni." You whip until he says yes. What kind of yes is that? All right. Really, every good Jew wants to do the right thing. The Eitzahar gets in his way. So you whip him, he peels away the Eitzahar, and he says the right thing, which is yes. That's an interesting Rambam. What did it apply over here? He never said yes. If you whip him to say yes, it's going to work. If he never says yes, it doesn't. Yeah.
I mean, my version of Zechon Adam Shalvanav is about creating models.
That's success. Only Zechon Le Adam and not Zechon Me Adam.
But where does the Mocher get the right to have anything transfer models of the.
That's why the Tzos is against it. Those who are for it presumably hold Zechia Mitam Shlichus. The Zechia is Mitam Shlichus, you have a Shlich in both directions. Zechiah is a brand new day, not mitam shlichos, and it makes sense. It's only a chiddush haTorah, le'adam and not me'adam.
Do people extend this for other cases?
They talk about it. Says the Mechiras Chametz Kilkosa. That's only where you have an identifiable seller, except he forgot to appoint the rabbi. We know exactly what you mean. He forgot to appoint me. It was a busy day, a busy week. But can I go to the guy and say, Mr. Brown, I want to sell the chametz of all Jews in the whole wide world, from all of Riverdale? How can that work? How does Mr. Brown know who you? You never know who's involved. If I know who's involved, Reuven every year appoints me. This year I have no star from him. Oh, I heard Reuven's in the hospital. He got sick. He didn't do it. John, Reuven's in the hospital. He didn't appoint me. But I'm one of seven Reuven's chametz anyway. Every year, appoints for the next 30 years. Okay, that we can understand. It's Zachem Melech Shlomo Fon. I'm here to John, any Jew in Riverdale didn't appoint me yet. I want to sell his chametz anyway. John said, what are you out of your mind? I don't know who these people are.
It's Tav Hashem Mesiyam also.
Yeah, the Chom Hashem Mesiyam, the Gav Hashem Mesiyam. It's much worse. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's all completely correct. We said before that the John Brown is willing to buy the chametz on the grounds that the person will say yes. So, conditionally, in other words. So why can't John Brown buy the chametz on the condition that the seller will show up and say yes? What's the difference? I don't get it fully. I don't fully understand it. He does discuss the possibility of what we call Ein Breira. What does Ein Breira mean? Right now, we don't know who those people are. I'm going to go on a major Kiruv project on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Go on my mitzvah tank. I'm going to Kiruv project. I say, you know, here's matzah, and here's wine. Everyone loves wine. It's matzah. Tell you, want to sell your chametz? Yeah. But isn't it too late? Well, I sold the chametz retroactively. Anyone who's going to say yes to me on Chol HaMoed. So I gather another 1,000 Jews with my mitzvah tank, mitzvah mevil, whatever you want to call it. And then another 1,000 Jews sell the chametz. Yeah, but at the time that I sold it, last Monday, it was Ein Breira. We no one knew who it was. You passed an Ein Breira, right? You need a retroactive clarification as to whose chametz is being sold. I mean, it's not going to possibly work. You could say that's what Mefarshim is. That's what the Mechiras chametz is. You can answer two things. Number one, but there are bottom Yesh Breira. And so there are bottom with our whole thing we mentioned earlier today, but the rice of the Bittel works, there are bottom Yesh Breira. That's number one. Number two, Rabbi Osai, there could be other situations. I'm not discussing the mitzvah tank. I have other situations. A person really did appoint the rabbi, at least he so attempted. It got lost in the mail, the proverbial, you know, the check always gets lost in the mail. Well, so can the document of authorization. It gets lost in the mail, or in a fax, or in an email. Well, what happens in the more likely case? The rabbi, when he collected all the papers from his desk, left it behind. The rabbi is batting 990. Better than Ted Williams. But he left out one piece of paper. And to his shock, he discovers that it comes back in the afternoon. Gewalt! Reuven ben Shimon's paper is on the bottom of my pile. What am I going to do now? So then the question will be, what do you say? So we have a tradition to tell Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, we have a whole bunch of papers here. But it could be easy, those that are lost in the mail and lost in the fax and lost in the email and lost in all, you name it, if it was texted and didn't come here, you name it, you guys with all your zachen. And it came and it just got lost in the shovel somewhere. Or I forgot it on my desk, it got lost under the papers. All those we want to include in the sale. What do you say about that? Does that depend upon Breira or not Breira? Does that need Breira? I want to suggest no. Breira means what we call retroactive clarification. At this very time, we have no idea, no one really knows who's involved. Well, that will be clarified later on. Here, we know if he sent it, he didn't send it, or it's left up. It's a detail. Right now, I can't find it because I can't find it. I lost it. But when I find it tomorrow or this afternoon, I'm on my desk. So it was a Gloria Milsa that was there already from, who knows, from a week ago. The Gemara is in Masechta Erev, we spoke of before. If the Chacham comes to the east, to the east. Chacham comes to the west, it's to the west. What if the Chacham's already parked in the east? Park east. I just don't know that he's there. Does that depend upon Breira? I don't think so. He's there already. I'm sitting in the middle of town. If the Chacham's on the east, I want the Erev to the east. If it's to the west, it's to the west. If the Chacham, the Gemara says, Kfar Bo Chacham, a whole discussion about that in Erevin. If the Chacham's there, I just don't know about it. But it depends upon Breira. So if the document was already emailed, faxed, sent, mailed, to put down the dead, whatever, because I can't find it right now, that shouldn't even depend upon Breira. So that we do say. We don't say every Jew in the world. I think that's a little bit too much. I agree with that. It almost makes a mockery out of it. But we do say, if someone appointed us, at least he thinks he appointed us, because he sent us a letter, he sent us an email, sent us a fax, or put it on, and I received it, I left it on my desk, or I never received it for technical reasons. He really wanted to appoint us. So John, be Michael. Even though we don't have the paper right in front of us now, this authorization form, you want to sell it anyway. John says, amen. Okay. So it works. In my opinion, it works. We do it. I hope it works. Yes.
Also, presumably there's going to be more than one people or group of people who are going to try and sell for all of
That's an interesting question. There's some Jews who like to pay the rabbi for his mechiras chametz. Some poskim say it's an excellent idea. Doesn't sound right, huh? Mm-hmm. An excellent idea. The rabbanim say it's an excellent idea. Well, the rabbi should certainly be paid. But I'm not joking around. There are poskim who have give reasons for it. Give reasons for it. I'll read it to you on page Kuf Yud Zayin in this book. I'll give you reasons. Yes, Omer. Sharar lo says kesef l'shliach amun al mechira. Why? So he quotes Rav Sternberg, who says, should be a bit of a poel. The rabbi should be a worker. I tell you the truth. Anyone from my shul who appoints me, I'm already a poel. I'm already a worker for the shul. I'm guessing anyone from the yeshiva who appoints me, I'm already a poel. I'm going to pay the salary. Although you can argue, my salary in the yeshiva does not include an obligation to sell chametz. In the shul, part of my expected duties. In yeshiva, I'm supposed to stay a shir. Am I supposed to sell chametz that repents in the Talmidim? That's Rabbi Reed, what do you think? I know he's my boss. But he'll ask, maybe he thinks yes. Yeah, you're a rabbi, you have to help out the Talmidim. Okay, whatever it may be. So, but if I get an extra nickel, I'm a poel, and how does it help? Chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. How does the good fine Jew assume that the chametz is properly sold? Who said he did it? You can't rely upon this. Who said? We pass it by the rices, you don't say chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. So once again, you do a bittel, say it to the rabbonim. Maybe you can say a different part. You pay him. That's number one. Number two, he throws it over here. If I'm a poel, maybe it helps that my chasima on the shtar should be like Yad HaBaila. Remember we discussed yesterday? Yesterday we spoke about the Bechor Chaim, who said, if I sign the document, it doesn't work for you. That's if I'm a plain shliach. What if I'm a what? What if I am a help? I am a poel. There's a famous expression called what? Yad Toel Ki Yad Balabais. The question, how far does that go? How far does that go? It's not so simple. But some would suggest that it works as far as to say that my signature works. He quotes it over here from the Stechemed Simen Tes Osvov. I couldn't find it looking there quickly. It's many pages. What he says? Stechemed. All his reasons not to do it. They shouldn't think it's commercialism. We're trying to make money on the deal. Okay? So it's an interesting mix. Yad poel ki yad balabayis could overcome a very major problem that we have. Listen to the kid. I didn't give you the shtar yet. Maybe tomorrow we'll go over it. This shtar works for a plain balabas. What do you do for a person who wants to has a factory or a store and wants to be open for business straight through Pesach? I would say, if I do this sale, it's a joke. Why is it a joke? He's selling the chametz to John Brown, and then go resell it to anybody who walks into the store for the next 10 days. What kind of joke? It's obvious he never meant to sell to John Brown at all. So Rav Moshe is a tshuva. No. The sale is a valid sale. It's a god if you steal from John Brown. Doesn't sound so great. It bothers me. Plus, what happens to all the deliveries that come in after the sale? I sell it Monday, April, whatever it is, at 10 o'clock in the morning. He's getting deliveries for the next week through Pesach, Yom Tov, Shabbos. He's open all the time. Getting bread, he's getting cookies all week long. That would be what I sold the Erev Pesach, not going to work for that. Yes?
But the whole store or factory is the chatzer of the guy who bought it, isn't it? So don't we say there's a king of chatzer on all the deliveries?
Okay, very good, very sharp. Let's say that whatever comes in belongs to whom? Belongs to the guy, how so? He's kona bekinyan chotzer. Not bad, right? If I rent out the premises of the store, the warehouse, the store in the back to the guy could be kona bekinyan chotzer.
But I can't manage it.
What?
Then the Jew can't manage the store.
Well, but what if the Jew is the manager and the Jew will, as often happens, sometimes happen all the time, will actually take the chametz in his own bare hands and put it down, have it in his hand.
Also,
oh, but it's not me. Oh no. This week I'm working for Jones. Last week I worked for Klein. This week I'm working for Jones. Right? What's the problem? So if the Jewish manager picks up the, you know, he's probably really the owner. This week he's only the manager, right? Because he calls the Jones. Klein is, yeah, it says, picks to a Klein's grocery. Okay? And Klein picks up the chametz. But this week, I'm only working for Jones. So how does that work? If it goes straight to a chutzah, maybe we can argue. But if he picks it up, there's those who say, no. Yad polo ki yad balabayis even overcomes the chesaron of ein shliach l'noch. The Machna Frank suggests that. Oh, fascinating chula, which poskim are willing to rely upon with respect to chavash over love of pesach. Yes.
Even if we would say there's a tzad that the goy gets it through kinyan chatzar, the owner or the businessman or whatever, they probably paid for the delivery with whatever a sitomta would be. So
that's right. So he's an acquirer, right? Yeah. It's a big problem. The only way to solve the problem is not just to sell the chametz in the store on Erev Pesach to the goy. Sell the whole company to the goy. I'm going to show you tomorrow my document. Sell the whole company to the goy. And I, the Jewish Michal Shabbos and Yontif, Ochel Chometz, I'm sorry to use all the bad words, but here I'm only working as an agent for Jones. I and Shtiru Sakam, Yad Tov Yad Balabais. So that trick, same idea could work for the rabbi himself. But the rabbi is a poel, Yad Balabais, so he's with his Yad, which is Yad, he takes his pen, he signs Chaim Cohen. They'd be sighing on behalf of all the Jews who sent them, because Yad Polk, Yad Balabais, his hands, their hand, yes.
Are there any posts who say that Mechiras Chomitz should be done because, or at least, are there posts who say that when the rabbi is dealing with people who want their Chomitz sold, that he should emphasize that it's a real sale?
Of course, you have to emphasize that. The truth is, that I mentioned to you already yesterday, maybe one of those guys is just a fake. He has no intention of selling it. That's the way sale is invalid. That's the way we said every sale and method of sale is independent. Because maybe there's some sales are no good. They don't even plan to sell it. That's what my Rebbe said. That's part of the Rebbe. The guy has a store. It's open on Pesach. Anyone who walks in and he's selling it, it's obvious when he did Erev Pesach, bluff. It doesn't mean it. Rebbe Moshe was more charitable. No, of course he meant it. Now he's a god if he's stealing. I'm more charitable. He's a god if he's stealing from Mr. Brown. You pick your poison. Either he's a good Jew who's a ganef, or he's a bad Jew who's honest and doesn't really mean it. I'm not here to make moral judgments. So yes.
According to that Jew of Moshe, is it usher for the Rav to sell the stomach?
The Rav Fakert. Rav Moshe writes the Rav should sell the chametz.
But he's a
ganef. So be a ganef. So it will save Jews from chametz shalav of Pesach. For these are the stuff that was in the store before Pesach began.
It's being,
I have them in front of me. It's a print that should run much. Maybe tomorrow, if you can find it, I'm sure you can find it. Then we'll bring it in. Yeah.
What's worse, buying from the Shabbat Pesach or being Messiah?
I'm not here to make any judgments. If I remember correctly, it's a Shabbat Rav Moshe, and I'll try to bring it in. Some of our minds, I'm going to forget. You look up the Yad Moshe, it's Shabbat. The Rav held that thought that the sale was no good. This is a story, a terrible story that happened in real life. What happens if the rabbi is prevented by some onus from discharging his responsibility and selling the chametz? Some of you may know, 2.5 years ago, the terrible tragedy in Scarsdale, New York, on Shabbos HaGodol, a few days before Pesach. Know what I'm talking about? Never. There's a terrible explosion in the house, and the Rav and the Rebbetzin, Zichron and Levracha, perished. Levi was Sunday. I was there. All of a sudden, the next day, I got a call from the assistant rabbi, who's now the rabbi there. Aside from the terrible tragedy, whoever appointed the rabbi to sell the chametz, he's not alive anymore. Gvalt! He can't sell the chametz. And even if his document would say, as some do, I appoint Rabbi, his name is Rabbi Rubenstein, in front of the Rachel. I appoint Rabbi Rubenstein or his designee to sell the chametz. That's only as long as he's alive. Because even if a shliach can make another shliach, they don't get it a couple years ago, if the shliach dies, it doesn't work. Kipshut. They scurried. For the next few days, and it was already the emails, they got everybody to appoint the new rabbi to sell the chametz. They were missing two. While we're sitting there, the cell phone rings, and someone, one of them says, yes, I just got your email, I'm appointing you. We're missing one. Who knows how many hundreds? One, we just couldn't find them. They went to Israel, and we don't know why. I said, this is one out of town, couldn't find them. Seems to me, based on what you said until now, that we can perhaps say, look, he obviously wanted to sell the chametz. He appointed a rabbi to sell the chametz. The rabbi Nebuch is not in this world anymore. It's obvious that he wants that the chametz should be sold. So, you know, according to those who say, Zochem, may others shall befall him, it's going to work. Those who deny it, it's still a problem. Rabosai, this whole document, no, not this document, take that back. The whole document of authorization, I don't know if you even saw it, I should pass it around. The document of authorization, do I have it in? What I brought with me. I'll show it to you tomorrow, we know. The document of authorization, wait, what's this? Oh, it is here. Author, I'm going to pass it around. Just take a quick look at the authorization form. This, the Chora, is not so required. But if he appoints you, Baal Peh, it should be good enough. You know, if I can sit down and take notes. Yes, Chaim Cohen. Yes, Riverdale Avenue. Yes, $1,000. Write it down. Why shouldn't it work? Who needs to recall this? Shtar Harshah, that's what we call this. What's Harshah? That's a very powerful authorization form. We use it with a Kenyan. But who needs it? You can do it by the telephone. Having a signed document could be helpful for those who argue with the Makar Chaim, I said about it before, that document is the equivalent of signing his name on a Shtar Mechira. You look at that document on the very bottom. I have a Shtar Mechira B'Kitzer. Very bottom, you see document of sale, just three lines. So it's going to work even better because it's on the same piece of paper. But if it's not on the same piece of paper, according to those who argue the Makor Chaim, it can be combined with together, right? It could be combined. There's a minig Yisrael that the Rambam quotes. Do a Kabbalah's Kenyan, pick up a handkerchief, and you authorize a shliach. The Rambam, you can look it up if you want, in Hilchos Mechira, Perakei Halacha Yud Gimel. You don't need it, it makes no sense. But the meaning anyway. Whenever you ever see a Meripet, the Lama whatever picks up a handkerchief or a pen or something to pick up, that's a good meaning. It just strengthens the Gemira stats. There is an interesting Chumra over here in the Sefer, the Shtar HaShah, which is a muktam, Rabosai, is a muktam, is possible. Now, I don't get to spoil, because the shtar, you don't need the shtar. So it's possible, big deal. What does muktam mean? You sign it, make an earlier date. So the minute you only write Nisan. You write Nisan. I'm not open for business until Nisan. Shkodesh Nisan, give 2 weeks of business. Nisan, that's all. Mine says a English date. People don't usually know what that is. What will happen, Rabosai, if he signs it on, Wednesday, April something, and I'm not in shul that day, it's going to be on Thursday. Would that be considered a mukta? Because it's signed before he gave it to me. Yeah, I'm not sweating over this, because we don't care. So I'm just curious. Those who are makla shouldn't be a mukta. Should we maybe take out the date next year? Let's put down Nisan 5771. Instead of a day, who needs a date? Maybe I should take out the date. We'll need to, you have to look up the dates. It's Nisan, so it's the right date, yeah?
Is there an appointment of
Shifas
on the way out as well? Meaning when you're buying back from Dan Brown?
No, they're not in the form. There's no formal in writing appointment to buy it back. It's just an understood appointment. Okay. Rabosa. What happens, I'm out of time. I want to discuss two more things tomorrow. One, what happens if the Jew buys chametz after he appoints the rabbi? You understand the problem right away. When he appointed me, he didn't have enough chametz. And number two, what happens if the different time zones, both on Erev Pesach and on Motzi Pesach, how do we handle that? Also a fascinating question. Okay, so I want to discuss those two matters tomorrow. I talk a little about the Parsha. We finish with a few other loose ends. May just begin the beginning of the beginning of the next sugya. Once again, as you finish the Maramakolos, please start Lam and Alav Omar Rav. Go as far as you can, Marashi Tosis, Rosh, Ran, and Mordechai for the Mishnah and Lam and Alav. Okay.